In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. In western Colorado, people have been evacuated from the communities of No Name and Lookout Mountain, just outside Glenwood Springs, due to the Grizzly Creek fire. It's now burned more than 1,800 acres and forced the closure of Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon. The Grizzly Creek fire is also affecting air quality, along with the Pine Gulch fire outside of Grand Junction. Paul Schlatter is with the National Weather Service and says people in Mesa and Garfield counties and along the Front Range should stay inside to avoid the unhealthy air.
The other factor is with the really hot weather and what we call sinking motion aloft, traps a lot of the ozone that cars produce, and so there's also quite a bit of ozone in the air.
The advisory should continue through tomorrow. Census workers started knocking on doors in many parts of the state today to conduct 2020 surveys in person. They're trying to reach about a third of Coloradans who've not yet responded to the census. Rebecca Theobald is a geography professor at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs. She serves on a census count committee for the Pikes Peak area.
Much of rural Colorado is lower in response rate. And that is of significant concern, especially as we in Colorado are hoping to gain an additional representative in Congress.
The deadline to collect data for the census is now at the end of September. It's 94 degrees in Denver, 86 in Craig, 84 in Ouray. This is CPR News.